On Christmas Eve 2007, while families were finishing their holiday shopping, the employees of Moscow Tax Authorities number 25 and 28 were working late into the night to pay out a $230 million fraudulent tax refund. This was the largest fraudulent tax refund in Russian history, and it was approved in one day, on Christmas Eve, and paid out with no questions asked. The thief, who the criminal group made owner and director of the stolen companies, and who applied for the $230 million tax refund, was a convicted killer, Viktor Markelov. The stolen money was paid to accounts in the Universal Savings Bank, a small bank owned by another convicted criminal, Dmitry Kluyev. Previous episodes of Russian Untouchables showed how Interior Ministry officer Lieutenant Colonel Artem Kuznetsov became $3 million richer at the time of the theft, and how Major Pavel Karpov became $1.3 million richer after the crime. Today, we're going to show you how officials in Moscow Tax Office number 28 and their families became $43 million richer after their office approved fraudulent tax refunds uncovered by Sergei Magnitsky. Meet Olga Stepanova, the 46-year-old head of Moscow Tax Office number 28. She's married to Vladlen Stepanov, who's a 46-year-old employee of the construction company Volstroy. According to the Russian tax returns filed by Olga Stepanova and Vladlen Stepanov, between 2006 and 2009, their average annual income was $38,381 per annum. However, their tax returns didn't show millions of dollars they made from the crime that Sergei discovered and that they hid in Swiss banks. According to Cypriot company ownership records, on January 26, 2008, 1 month after his wife authorized the majority of the fraudulent $230 million tax refund, Vladlen Stepanov incorporated a new Cyprus company named Arivust Holdings Limited. Mr. Stepanov then opened a bank account for his company with Credit Suisse Zurich. Bank statements from Credit Suisse show that in less than a month, five transfers totaling 7.1 million euros were sent to the company owned by Mr. Stepanov. According to legal documents from the British Virgin Islands, Vladlen Stepanov set up a second company, Aikete Properties Incorporated. This company also opened accounts with Credit Suisse Zurich. Bank statements show three incoming transfers totaling 750,000 euros and two more incoming transfers totaling $650,000.